From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
We are indeed live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your one-stop shopping for news, information, and a little NASCAR. I never thought I would say that, David Folkenflik, my guest host today, NPR's media correspondent. Thanks for waking up and joining us.
Hey, you bet. I'm glad to be here, and I'm now able to pronounce the alliterative name, the Bryant Park Project.
Nice. That one gets you. That one can get you early in the morning. I'm Allison Stewart, by the way, and I got to tell you, I didn't think I'd get into the NASCAR. I wasn't into it for the first 3 hours and 49 minutes of
it. Don't tell me.
But at the very end, I found myself, now this is embarrassing, I wasn't rooting for somebody based on their skill or their prowess. I just like the M&M car.
Let me just say that is embarrassing.
It's a little embarrassing. Let's listen to a little bit of the final moments of the Daytona 500. It was exciting.
He's going to have to make it wide.
Pedal, baby. Pedal.
He's going to have to make it wide.
Pedal. It's the Boilermaker, Ryan Newman. Wow. Win the Daytona 500.
Ryan Newman, the Boilermaker. That is my other favorite part, are the announcers of NASCAR.
They're great. I mean,
because you know what? They are down home boys.
They're excited about this, and apparently so were you.
I was.
In other news, Monday, February 18th, it's also President's Day here.
Yes.
It's important to note. There's elections in Pakistan. There's stuff going on abroad. Other things coming up.
There's some presidential primaries happening here. And in fact, we're going to talk to a former presidential advisor to three different presidents, Lawrence Lindsay. He has a new book out called What a President Should Know But Most Learn Too Late. It's kind of this account that he's able to sneak into the Oval Office and leave this sort of dossier saying that's a how-to manual on how to be president. Look, I've had the experience with three different presidents. It's kind of interesting, some of the stuff he says.
You think he did that January 2001?
Who knows? Moving on. Musician Ingrid Michaelson came to the BPP studio to perform for us. She, yes, you know her from the Old Navy commercials. You know that she probably still is living with her parents on Long Island. We did a little bit of fact-checking with this young woman who went from obscurity to having one of the biggest records of the year.
That was huge. And ever since they banned smoking in bars here in New York City and many other places, bars have become a place of, for all people, babies. We'll take you to ground zero in the Stroller Wars, the bugaboo-infested Brooklyn neighborhood of Park Slope.
All that with some headlines coming up as well. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
Meat. The largest recall of beef in U.S. history was issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture yesterday. How much? Try 143 million pounds from a controversial California slaughterhouse.
And that is enough for 572 million quarter pounders, if the math is right. But so far, it appears the food didn't go to McDonald's or Burger King. Roughly 37 million pounds did go to school hot lunch programs, with more to Native American food shelves and other federal food and nutrition programs, and it's likely much of the beef has already been eaten.
Mm. The order covers all beef products back to February 2006 from Westland Hallmark Meat Company. Does that name sound familiar? Well, an undercover video recently released by the Humane Society showed crippled cows, so-called downers, being shoved with a forklift and abused in other ways at that company's facility. Injury might be to blame for the condition of the cows, but it raised the specter of other mobility-impairing diseases like mad cow.
The USDA has said it has no evidence the downers were entering the food supply, but that changed yesterday. Undersecretary of Agriculture for the Office of Food Safety, that's Mr. Richard Raymond, says the recall is not a response to tainted food. It's about the Westland Hallmark cows not getting proper inspection.
The risk is as close to zero as you can get, but it's not 100% zero because we did not have the opportunity to reevaluate these animals to see if they went down because of an acute injury like a fracture, as opposed to a chronic illness like some, you know, sepsis or infection.
And nobody likes the word sepsis with their food. A California prosecutor has charged two Westland Hallmark workers in connection with the abuses shown on the Humane Society video.
Dangerous or not, the names of the things on the recall list could make you alter your culinary choices. Things like beef feet, salivary glands, lymph nodes, fat, beef blood.
Yeah, you pretty much had me at beef
feet
right
there.
Yeah. Let's just have a salad. End it right there.
Beef bile.
That's the BPP's big story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.
Sorry.